This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. A little AC/DC Highway to Hell. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. Also, thanks to our friends at Shell. And they have the new Nitro Plus premium gasoline. I only put premium in all my cars. To me, it's worth the extra 10 cents a gallon, whatever, 15 cents, whatever the heck it is. It costs you an extra couple bucks a tank. And let me tell you, your vehicle will run better. Chris and I just did an upgrade to a year 2000 Ford Ranger.
Yeah, 2000.
Chris Duke from Motors TV, everybody. And you'll see that on an upcoming episode. Chris bought a basic little white four-wheel drive Ford Ranger with 120,000 miles. And the reason why I'm telling this story is because I live this stuff, you guys. I got in the vehicle, and it ran okay. I mean, it ran okay, right, Chris? I mean, it ran okay, right, with 122,000 miles.
Yeah, but I want to tell you. Nothing radically wrong with it.
Yeah, I immediately went down to Shell, and I filled it full of Shell premium gasoline. And the guy that was riding with me, who's my mechanic, he goes, "What are you putting premium in this thing for?" I said, "Because it's probably never had a tank of premium fuel in its life."
No,
it never has. I guarantee it, right? Because yeah, it's not. It doesn't have power windows. It doesn't have tilt wheel. It has nothing.
No.
It's a real basic four wheel drive. But what we did is on the show, we did a complete makeover. And it's like one of those fashion shows where you take this frumpy-looking person and you bring them out the other side with a boob job and, you know, new lips and hair and all the rest. So we gave the car a boob job and new bumpers and a winch and big wheels and tires. That's the boob job. And, you know, it really looked great. But we really didn't do anything mechanically to it. Put a new cat-back exhaust,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, Chris, I drove the thing the 1,000 miles, roughly, and every time I pulled into Shell and I put Super in it, and I got to tell you, man, that thing purrs like a kitten now. And all I can say is it cleans out the injectors. It really does make a difference. Shell puts 5 times of what they are supposed to legally when it comes to the additives they put in their gasoline. So for people with hot rods, they're going to end up at hot August nights when these hot rods sit all winter long. I mean, there's a lot of things you really need to know. But the one thing that's easy you can do, Mike Wan on the line, by the way, everybody, is fill that sucker full of Shell premium gasoline and you will notice a difference. It's a tune-up at the gas pump without doing anything but spending a couple of pennies extra. And it's well worth it. Now, Mike Wan is the executive director of Hot August Nights, and we have been friends for a number of years. And a very cool guy. A very difficult job. This year, the 30th anniversary of Hot August Nights, a brand new auction company. We just talked to Mike Oberle about that. The Hot August Nights Cup is over $100,000. This year, they're adding a drifting event for the younger folks. It is running August 2nd. Through the 7th, but they kept the same old stupid Grand Marshal. What's going on with that, Mike Wan?
I thought I was
taking
over. Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
The more you told me about that Ford Ranger, I'm thinking maybe we have you in that Ford Ranger as the Grand Marshal, although it's not a 76 or older.
It's too new.
Maybe that's an exception for you.
No, but I tell
Ford
you what.
Ranger with a boob job.
Exactly. I would like to bring my Viper and put that at the front. Oh, it's too new. It's a 2016. Doggone it.
No, you know what? It could go through the drifting course.
You know what? Chris, I'll tell you what. There is an episode of Motors. There is a segment, at least, on Motors TV. Chris and I, because Chris Duke's coming out again this year. I convinced him. I have been working on Chris Duke like you couldn't believe. I'm like, dude, we've got a freaking television show, a radio show, and you have this stupid job. Get rid of it. So the big news, by the way, of the show is I finally convinced Chris to go full-time Motors TV now. Full-time. So yeah. More episodes, better stuff, more what do you want to call it? More boob jobs on cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more episodes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, less surgery involved.
More fun. Yeah.
More fun.
And no stress.
Yeah, less stress. But so I'm going to bring Chris Duke with me again. Last year, we did a whole episode on it, everybody. And I'm telling you what a fun event. So again, August 2nd through the 7th coming up.
So it actually, those are the actual days, August 2 through 7. But next Friday, we start up at Virginia City in July 29th and 30th. And then we kind of roll right into the event going into downtown Reno and Sparks on the starting actually the 1st all the way through that Sunday. But our official kickoff is August 2nd, that Tuesday.
Hot August Nights, which is the first weekend of August in Reno, and moi is the Grand Marshal. It's my like 7th year. It's the 30th anniversary of that event. It is The Drive, and our show brought to you in part by Shell. And I put Shell in all my vehicles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.